It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. They say all good things must come to an end, and summer is no exception. However, there's still time to enjoy a great getaway before you pack away the beach towels. Travel contributor Elaine LaBalme, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, joins us with her end of the summer road trip suggestions. Oh, Elaine, this is such a heartbreaking time of year. How is it for you? Welcome back. How are things?
Well, you know what? I just love all the seasons, Paul. So summer will lead into fall. Fall will lead into winter. It's all good.
I do like fall. But before we get to that, New Girl, last hurrah of summer, do we stay in the region or venture farther afield?
Well, you know what? I'm going to say both. But probably in the interest of time, you're going to want to consider something in the eastern half of the U.S. that will also keep your prices more reasonable. I mean, if you're thinking Labor Day weekend, it's a popular weekend. The best deals probably have gone. But if you've got the time and the inclination, look around and see what you can drum up. And I'll certainly offer some suggestions. But if you do get closed out on Labor Day weekend, what I would say is think ahead to the year-end holidays. I've already made our bookings for that Christmas week. So it's certainly a good time to start thinking ahead, even after you consider what you want to do over Labor Day weekend and the late summer.
Now, I think you've brought something for everyone today. For those who haven't gotten that beach fix yet or haven't really, you know, aren't ready to give up, where do they go to?
Well, you know, what I'm going to suggest is the Delmarva beaches, the Delaware, Maryland, Virginia Peninsula. It just never gets really crowded, and there's plenty of lodgings there. So I think you'll find room at the proverbial inn. Consider Dewey and Bethany Beach along the Delaware Peninsula. Those are quieter beaches, but they have lots of lodging options. You can probably find a place there. In Maryland, consider Ocean City. It is a big and popular resort, but they have lots of accommodations. For the quieter escape, I would say Assateague, Maryland. Very quiet beaches where the ponies roam in July. In Virginia, you want to go to Assateague's counterpart, Chincoteague. And also consider Cape Charles, which isn't an ocean beach per se. It's more on the bay side, but there's great kayaking and canoeing on Cape Charles. Lots of lodgings. You can camp. You can get a cabin. So that's a good place to consider that probably has space available for that holiday weekend as well.
What destinations do you suggest for late summer hiking and mountain air?
Okay, and that is a great question. So you want to go, obviously, at least I think, north of here. Consider upstate New York, but maybe even more so Vermont and New Hampshire. In Vermont, I'd say go to the northern reaches. Go to Stowe, Vermont. A place like the Stowe Mountain Lodge has tremendous hiking in the region. If you get there, either Labor Day weekend shouldn't be too busy, but even up to Columbus Day, which is really when leaf peeping season kicks in, you've got that 6-7 week window where it's not going to be crowded in northern Vermont or New Hampshire. And it's a beautiful time of year to hike. In New Hampshire, I love the Mount Washington Trail. So consider a place like the Omni Mount Washington Resort in Bretton Woods, New Hampshire. It's this great grand dame of a property, all whitewashed, the red turrets, verandas and whatnot. Historic property. It's got everything from, pools and great hiking trails from the resort itself. They've recently put in a zip line. And when I say lots of hiking, I mean endless hiking trails in both the Vermont mountains as well as Mount Washington in New Hampshire. So lots of opportunities there.
You say Gulf Coast cities may be looking for travelers this time of year?
Absolutely. And again, a favorite destination of mine, New Orleans, really along the Gulf Coast in general. It is hotter, muggier this time of year, but that means it's less crowded. Now, what's the flip side of that? Okay, it's hot. It's humid. You may not want to be out, the entire day, but it invites you to take that languid pace when you travel. That is just so ideal in a city like New Orleans. Get up late, have your beignet, spend a couple hours walking around, maybe you go to Audubon Park, you take a little nap late in the afternoon, go out for a late dinner. It's not Mardi Gras, it's not Jazz Fest. Those are the times earlier in the year when New Orleans is so crowded. This is a good time of year to be there. Similarly, along the Gulf, coast, those beaches between Florida and Alabama. So you're Panama City. It's not spring break, so it won't be too crowded. Beaches in Alabama like Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, beautiful beaches are not likely to be crowded this time of year. Again, go where they ain't.
Is this the time for a New York state of mind?
Oh, I say absolutely. Now, you know, you're asking someone who always thinks it's time for a New York state of mind. But I do like that period between Labor Day and the November-December time frame. It's something of a fallow period in New York. Gets busier again as the year-end approaches. You know, go check out the 9/11 Museum. It's fantastic. It should be on everyone's list. Both Mets and the Yankees, unless I'm mistaken, are doing very well this year. So catch one of their games. They both have tremendous ballparks.
They're in the race.
They're
both in the pennant race.
There you go. And food is, you know, you can do anything from a Mario Batali restaurant at the nice, you know, higher end Italian, going into Chinatown for dim sum in New York. So lots of options. And I will say this, if you get to New York just after Labor Day, you can probably catch a taping of the new Stephen Colbert show, the new late show at the Ed Sullivan Theater. He takes over for David Letterman the day after Labor Day.
That's right. And have they changed the marquee yet? They probably have.
They probably have. But wouldn't that be fun? That's another good reason to come to New York, as if you need a good reason.
Lots to see and do. And you also have an idea north of the border as well.
Absolutely. And this is a destination that is jam-packed in the summer. But once you get to Labor Day and beyond, not so much. And that's Niagara Falls. Certainly the Canadian side. The crowd should definitely have subsided by now. If you haven't been there.
I hope you're right.
It's got to be on everyone's bucket list. You got to go. But what I would also say is consider Toronto. And I know that some new flights are about to launch from Pittsburgh to Toronto. If you don't want to fly, it's a 4.5-hour drive to Toronto. Probably deals to be had there as well. I love our northern neighbor. Always a good reason to visit.
You can catch an episode of Q up there in Toronto. That's where they do the show Q.
Well, there you go.
Or just have a staycation and come to see a Central Pittsburgh. Either way, Elaine LaBalme saying make hay while the sun shines before summer is over. As always, Elaine, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Paul.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. I will be away until the day after Labor Day. In the meantime, between now and then, we'll have special programs and guest hosts. So be sure to tune in. Until then, for now, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. You can find me on Twitter at WESA Paul. So long for now.